Check 1 2 1 2.
You're not talking in the mic.
Hold on. What end was she talking into?
This one, the opposite end.
Literally not even the microphone.
Nope, not even in the microphone at all.
Does it need to be louder?
No, it's fine now. Thank you. Actually.
So if I would have said talk into the exact opposite end of the microphone you should be talking into, you'd have nailed it.
I would have nailed it. Perfect.
Okay, and I don't know who's who. You keep talking.
I'm Mike.
Okay, you're two.
You just turned me off. I'm
one. And I'm one, of course.
Right.
And the sweet girl is number three.
Good girl of the podcast.
Good girl of the podcast. There you go. All right. I can't believe you guys aren't having me do it. You guys are having me do a shot by myself.
Yid's a one, right,
hey,
sweetie.
You know what? Actually, in our defense, we've been drinking since 9 o'clock. So
just put vodka in her green tea earlier today.
God damn it, Caitlin. Why do you have to tell
I had
my...
vodka in
don't,
my.
Don't tell my business.
What did I have in my vodka?
You said, well, what can I make with what you guys have? Caitlin and I made mules for the next Blonde on Brunette, which is actually
ginger beer should be outlawed
the following week.
I think it's coming out next week, actually. Like the 11th, does that sound right?
Sure. Let's go with that.
Okay.
I am so squirrely on our podcast episodes. I put up the wrong podcast 1 year, and now we're up to 98, I think. And you got the email with the Dropbox file?
I just got an email.
And
my best friend texted me, and she said, hey, did someone take down a podcast that you had up? Was that a thing that happened?
That was a thing that happened because,
he put two up.
I put
our sex, drugs, and rock and roll got
put up twice on podcast one, and then we had to take one down, and then...
And I had someone respond
and
was like,
shitty,
great podcast, already heard it.
Is that what they said?
Yes.
Okay. When I said, should we go through the alcoholics quiz? Maybe we should do that.
Yes.
I'll do it with you.
For me. Because I said, I'll be right back. I'm going to get a shot of Fireball. And as I was getting a shot of Fireball.
You thought.
I got a shot of Fireball and then brought another shot in here and then did it. So how many shots is that?
Two.
That's two shots.
And.
Wouldn't it be funner in school if they did story problems like that?
Be more helpful.
Yes.
How many shots did he do?
More practical, real life.
And then what?
Do you know how often Caitlin and I have to Google milliliters to ounces and things to follow recipes correctly on Blonde on Brunette?
Because if we're just making it ourselves, we just pour
we
that
just
shit.
Pour it. We pour
looks
it.
Good.
You know, and you pour it until you kind of get that queasy feeling in your belly and go, yep, that's enough.
Look at me making more workspace.
Look at you being all professional.
Killing the game.
Caitlin and I have to I have to comment on this because I'm just going to keep commenting on it. We inadvertently dress alike almost every episode.
Yeah.
And not even episodes, because there's times we've been here in the last couple weeks that we haven't recorded a Blonde on Brunette and still low-key dress alike a little bit. And this morning I was getting dressed and I was like, no, it's not going to happen.
So you're kind of dressed alike today.
So I have athletic leggings on, a Gap knit white sweater, and a wool white hat.
I'm glad you're bringing this up.
Okay, we'll post a picture.
Because earlier in the week we dressed up, what is today? Wednesday. Yesterday we dressed up for Halloween on the big show. And I dressed up like a serial killer.
Yes.
And I realized I dress better as a serial killer than I do.
That's not true.
In my everyday, I had a really nice flannel shirt on. I had jeans. I had nice shoes.
So you are a nice dressed serial killer. It's not necessarily that you dress very nice for a guy.
I will say though,
that's the case.
Do you not remember when we were there a couple Fridays ago and I said, "Are you wearing jeans?"
Exactly.
That's true.
And
so
he looked very honestly. Should have taken a picture because that was like an Instagram fit.
When you're out in public. And someone, I don't want to be presumptuous, but when someone, a friend, looks at you and says, you look great.
Yeah.
How shitty have you been dressing up till that point,
it's
right?
It's not that you've been shitty. You've always worn what you had on the top, but usually the bottom is joggers.
I like
joggers.
My sweatpants.
Joggers. Yeah. Lots of joggers. Has super,
can I tell you about these sweatpants?
Chick has runway model legs.
Does he?
Yes.
Well, I mean, when he wore jeans, I was like, damn, your legs are really skinny. Not really skinny.
I don't want to brag, but there
you go.
They're
thin.
He has very thin legs.
And this is where they took the artery out. They put in my heart. You want to hear about that?
I'm going to vomit.
Okay, I'll cover that up then.
I was going to ask, like, oh, did you, like, trip on a stick? Nope.
But normally, the guy said he did me a favor because normally the scar goes from here to
here. It's a lot higher. I've seen other family members with it. Oh, I have a scar on my foot where my mom had a party one night, and I walked by the trash can the next morning getting ready for school, sliced my foot open.
Stressed. I'm stressed out.
Had to go to the immediate care. They had to give me 8 stitches. I cried. My brother cried because I was crying. The whole thing.
You're familiar with UGG shoes.
Never had stitches.
Never had stitches?
Broken bone?
Never broken a bone.
What?
You're unbreakable.
The unbreakable Caitlin Kopetsky.
You're you're Bruce Willis in Unbreakable. So there
have
must
you seen
be
the Kimmy Schmidt?
Mr. Glass. Yes.
Unbreakable. That's She's good. Alive. Damn it.
Do you
it's
watch
a miracle.
It?
I watched like the first season and Matt and I thought it was too. Really funny. And then it kind of was like, oh, this is kind of a lot.
Yeah. It's extra.
No. So anyway, you guys know Uggs make shoes.
We've heard.
Uggs also makes
sweatpants.
Ooh. Yeah.
I have a bone to pick with
Uggs. I have like 3 pair of Ugg sweatpants. These are the latest and they're perfect.
Are they all the same color?
Probably close.
No. There's
heather gray, there's charcoal gray, there's
steel gray.
There's steel gray.
Gun metal.
I have a black pair. Okay.
I have a bone to pick with Ugg.
Pick that bone.
Uncle Chicky bought Max and Addy both UGG sweatshirts for last Christmas.
And you have an UGG sweatshirt that I've felt the inside of.
Yes.
And
yes,
it's
I
amazing.
Do. I have 2 UGG sweatshirts.
Max and Addy has like a scuba neck UGG sweatshirt.
Love.
Went to Zip It. She was doing a trunk or treat on Sunday.
What?
Zipper completely tore from the jacket.
Are you fucking shitting me?
No, Ugg. What are you going to do?
Here's the thing, though. I feel like Ugg is one of those places where if you send a picture and contact them, they'll be like, yeah, like either send it in and we'll fix it or we'll send you a new one.
How is Ugg going to make this right?
I'm gonna do the picture, send the email, and see what happens.
Yep.
Because I appreciate Ugg product. I will also acknowledge for my PETA friends that maybe they are not the most ethical brand when it comes to using sheep.
Warmest pair of boots I've ever owned.
Yeah, they're warm.
Isn't it true, though, that don't sheep have to be shorn or they'll... This is the way I justify my favorite cotton.
Mm-hmm.
It's just cotton. It's going to lay there. What else are you going to do with it? Yeah, right. Shirt. And then the wool or the sheep, I mean, I think that it's harmful if you let it grow too long, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's like a dog. They'll get matted and you need to shave them.
The sheep are uncomfortable.
I don't know if that's true.
Is that true? Do you know anything about sheep?
I have.
You're from Northern Indiana. Don't you know anything about sheep?
There are no sheep. There's tons of cows and pigs and goats.
Hmm. I love a good fainting goat.
I don't know what that means.
I like the fainting goat. I like the screaming goats. Have you seen the screaming goats?
I've seen the screaming goats. Fainting goats are
synced
like
up with
they get...
Taylor Swift.
Yes, yes, I have seen that.
Fainting goats are when they feel like they're in danger, they just fall over and
they
play
just
dead.
Fall over. So if you go up to a fainting goat,
hey, they'll just fall boom. Over. Like stiff legs fall over.
Okay, because there's fight or flight, and I've always said this about myself. I'm freeze, bitch. I'm a goat. I'm a fainting goat.
Just freeze.
Because some people fight, some people run.
What do you call it when you stand in the shower that night and think about all the things you should have said? What is that in the fight or flight? Like when you
regret,
make up arguments and think, oh, this is what I should have said. This is what I should have done.
That's, like you construct like the most beautiful sentences.
That's a great topic. What's the worst emotion?
The worst emotion?
Regret, jealousy, envy, sloth.
My worst emotion.
Hold
personally,
that thought.
Is this that?
It's that Beck song. Yep. I'm shoving down your throat.
God, I
you know
knew
his
it.
Last name's Hanson.
No,
that's
it's
unfortunate.
Not.
You know
I don't know
the Hansons.
The Hanson brothers.
He's not a handsome brother, but his name's Beck Hansen.
Let's play it. His first name's Beck?
Uh-huh.
I really thought this
you
was
guys
the
like this
of
song.
A hip-hop song that I knew.
You guys like this song, you just don't want to admit it. Wanna move into what? The fool's gold room. What?
Women I can't.
You can't? Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to try once again to get to the Lamborghini...
Shih Tzu part.
Have you not heard that part yet? You wouldn't say that if you had heard it.
No, you told me all about it and you couldn't find it.
It's the Chick McGee Show, number 99. 99?
We're about to be 100?
Yeah, Chick McGee Show is going to be 100 years old. Beck's new album, Colors, is out. You need to go get this. That's Caitlin Kopetsky on all our social medias. That's Jess Hooker, The Jess Expo on Twitter. Jess Hooker _ on Instagram. I'm going to take that as a yes. Oh, it's going to come up here naturally. You guys, yeah, look at your phone. Enjoy the music.
I'm trying to take a picture of my dog.
And our special guest today, Kobe. Will he be on mic? Can you make him bark if you squeeze him or something?
No.
Aww.
Can you do me a favor after this song? Can we play one more song?
Sure. It's like right now. It's like wow. It's like right now.
Giddy up.
I'm the master of this. Plus, we're getting really close to Lamborghini Shih Tzu, and I can't. This is the best breakdown I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, I trust you.
It's really good. Listen, here it comes. Okay, 8 more minutes. Here it comes. That's comedy, kids. What? Here we go. Is that badass or am I drunk?
This part just fixed the whole song.
Yeah, it did.
Where you came from.
Okay, not your remix.
Pretty badass. You know, when he beat Beyonce...
I don't want to talk about it.
For album of the year. Did I tell this already on here?
Go.
Trayvon Free tweeted.
Uh-huh.
God, I'm drunk.
That's okay. Go.
Trayvon Free tweeted, so Beck beat Beyonce. And uh-huh. He goes, and Trayvon Free is a young, black, funny man.
Oh, I thought you were going to say bisexual.
Well, that too, but.
He is.
Whatever. He goes, Beck, let me think. Motherfucker plays 32 instruments.
Yep.
Writes all his songs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not going.
That's
okay.
I'm going to love it.
Beyonce needs like 4 people to write one song.
I don't think that's true.
Is I don't either.
I think to compose, okay. All right. like to put it all together, I think she writes her own, all of her own lyrics.
No.
No?
She doesn't.
God damn it.
But it's okay.
She doesn't.
She's a hell of a producer.
Look,
a lot of people don't
know.
So, okay, what happens
I
is
I give her a wide berth just for her back end.
People send her like samples of different songs.
Okay.
And then she like basically handpicks all of them herself and then adds her own flair to it, might change up the lyrics here and there.
Picks her team.
But like... Yeah, but okay. She goes through, and it's not like a lot of these pop stars get sent a song sample, and then they're like, yeah, I'm going to sing it, and they sing it as is. Like, she is hands-on with everything that she does, and she does write some of her own songs,
And you
too.
Have to acknowledge that, because her shit sounds like no,
yeah.
Like nothing.
And exactly.
She's
exactly.
An incredible performer, there's no
oh
doubt about
God.
It.
I mean, she, absolutely.
Beck can't her, touch his, her
no,
performer.
No, performer of this generation.
Her Garth Brooks. That's it. That's all you need for performances.
People love Garth Brooks.
Don't
you know,
laugh.
Right?
He's an amazing
no.
performer.
Here's my problem with Garth Brooks.
Trisha,
if
your
he
one?
Would,
what? What's your problem with Garth Brooks?
Other than the obvious unspoken part.
Right.
His sideburns start about above his eyebrow. That's no good. That's no good for anyone.
You know what? You can't judge someone by their hairline, okay?
What are you saying?
You can't judge someone by their
hairline. You know
what
this is? You know what this is? This hairline?
What?
This is living. Okay.
Can I see the plug-in, please?
This is getting the getting shot on, and this is getting shit at. This is getting.
Please don't knock that over.
This is getting shit on and shot at. Okay, hang on. Oh my
God. That was honestly very stressful for me to watch.
I know.
But you
know
what?
I feel you sweating over here.
I know it was stressful for you to watch because you care, but also that is a little itty bitty tiny snapshot into how careless he is in life. Period.
You know, this actually, do you remember our last great podcast with Mark Maron?
The only great podcast we've ever had with Mark Maron?
Yeah, that's true.
Go ahead.
This is foreshadowing on what I want to talk about today.
Oh, ready, honey.
Actually, with my foreshadowing and my carelessness and clumsiness. And
So we're not going to talk about how it's November 1st and it's Christmas.
And I'm going to warn you that I probably will sob for the rest of the podcast.
I did. Oh, we're doing it today. God, honestly, not quite there yet, but I can be. I can be.
Can you turn on the volume with this?
Here it comes.
What's this?
It's another. We're doing westerns today.
I hear horses galloping.
Do you remember this song?
I really thought there was a horse.
There is a horse.
There is a horse on there. I added one.
Listen. There is. Listen. Yeah.
Hate it.
Beck reminded me of this.
You guys like Beck, right? You got to.
I don't know.
I don't.
No.
No.
Who See, that's is why. This? Just wait for it. She was with it, so I brought it. Then got myself
into a whole heap of trouble. Double crossed by the
just feel ludicrous. It. You guys just feel it. Just be with it. Yeah, it's just me and my
sawed off shotgun. Damn. I'll call him Leatherface. I'm headed for he the west. They got a couple banks in town that ain't been
held up yet. Well, hard to make it by sundown. Honestly, this song is horrible.
No, listen. So I continue my mission. Don't hate it, guys. Just be with me. They like to catch it, then they rob and split. I be a root to shoot damn fool,
protecting my chip. All of a sudden, I heard somebody rumble in the bush. Jessica Marie Hooker.
Listen. Who in the bush? You better speak out, or I'ma let my shotgun song sing out. Who is this? Hope this ain't the law. Draw out the bushes with my sawed off shotgun. Come on out. Nothing? You guys are going to give me nothing.
I don't know.
Is this supposed to be purposely bad?
Yeah, kind of.
Am I supposed to, like, I'm trying to see who it is. Off. You got a head wrap on. You're keeping yourself hot. Oh, okay. Come on. May I ask you what you had to do? I got a partner, got if this a isn't ludicrous, I don't care for it.
It's not ludicrous. Pick up yourself a pretty penny, be in town in a minute now. Be sure if you're ready. Uh-huh. We happy for the sunrise, got a style, yeah, for your partner to ride. Hit the saloon for the moonshine, down for whatever, let's ride. Let's ride. Directions say we go to Tucson, Arizona. I'm so sorry. They're going to Tucson, Arizona, Caitlin. And meet my boy in the morning
for details and hook up. Who are these humans?
Count your money. Is this like a Kenny Rogers? You don't never count your money at the table until you're...
It's Ghetto Cowboy by Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Is that me? Did I get an alert on my...
Yeah, previewing the Redskins week 9 matchup versus the Seahawks.
Here's the thing about the Redskins.
Biggest jerk off motion. Here's the thing about the Redskins. Right,
we keep putting players on injured reserve. We don't pick up any players. Math will tell you we don't have any...
Okay. Bone Thugs and Harmony. Did you see? Thug Queen.
Okay, hang on a second. Bone Thugs and Harmony, I'm in.
You are.
I love Bone Thugs and Harmony.
What Bone Thugs and Harmony song do you like?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank God it wasn't the cup.
Or, yeah.
Bone Thugs and Harmony, Bitch Got a Hat, right? Isn't that right?
Yes, that is the name of that song. Bitch Got a Hat.
Okay, Caitlin.
If I ever do write a rap song, that's what I'm doing. Bitch Got a Hat.
Caitlin. Would you care to request a song?
You know what?
No.
Yeah, we...
No, I thought she
you
was
going to... You go right
I'm
ahead.
I'm going to be honest. When Caitlin says, you know what? Usually she follows up with,
you're
nope,
right.
I'm
you're
good.
Right.
You're right.
And because I'm sorry. If I request a song, it's going to be a Christmas song. So
are you being
and
serious?
I'm dead serious.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
Love Christmas.
Why do you like songs? Christmas? Ooh. I hate Christmas.
That's not true.
Presents.
No, it is true.
I love getting presents.
That's, you know what?
Actually, okay, that's like, if anybody sits there and says, like, I don't love Christmas because of the presents, you're lying to yourself and to everyone around you. Love presents. I like giving presents if I have a good idea. Last year, I gave my brother one of those Ninja coffee makers. Bro, best gift ever.
Ninja really? Coffee maker.
That's good.
They're sick. They're so good. Awesome.
What's a ninja coffee maker?
Remember the Ninja, like the,
yeah, yeah.
Like
the mixer?
They make a coffee one.
Blender. They
and
do.
You they've got different sizes. You can do cold drinks, hot drinks, specialty drinks. I don't know.
Chicken Ninja blender once.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was awesome.
Nope, didn't use it one time.
Oh, you still got that in the house somewhere?
Probably.
I thought you got it.
Nope, I don't have it.
You took.
But it's in your garage.
The Ninja blender.
I feel like I could just bring over a couple like Trader Joe's bags and just go shopping. In this house.
I did that with groceries last week. I took five different things out of Chick's refrigerator and went home.
support.
And I hadn't noticed
mostly
that
cheese
she,
and pickles.
She took my favorite pickles and boar's head, horseradish pickles.
In my defense,
the shit.
There were 3 jars of boar's head horseradish pickles.
That's right, because I eat half a jar at a sitting.
No, you don't, because the same jar that I left is still sitting.
You know
in
what?
There.
The last thing I want to do today
at me.
Is fight with you.
I know.
Okay, I don't know if this is a real fight because you guys are talking about pickles right now. So I don't know if there's something underlying.
If you know anything about us, the last thing is the subject is pickles.
You could insert a few things with pickles instead of
gotcha.
The real thing.
Okay, I'm with you.
Is this pickles? Shove pickles aside.
You know, I got a good palate cleanser. Good palate cleanser.
Nope, ready. I'm going to do Bob Schneider.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, you know, okay, I need...
What the hell?
Yeah, that's
I was
a good,
upset.
That's a good subject, Kevin Spacey, because...
I was upset on a couple of levels.
I think Kevin Spacey's an amazing actor. I think he's a genuine human being. I think he's a nice person. However, what has come to light is abhorrent and awful, and something I can't say on the big show is, I know Anthony Rapp. I was introduced to Anthony Rapp. Anthony Rapp, although no one should be touched when they're 14, whatever, of course, that's a horrible, that's a crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anthony Rapp, right now, as he's on the CBS Star Trek reboot, Anthony Rapp is a dick.
You think he's a dick as a person?
The Anthony Rapp I met is a dick.
When did you meet him?
He's a friend of a friend of mine, and
when he was introduced to me,
he said hello. It was like he'd stepped into shit. So I'm just saying...
However, if I can play devil's advocate for a second.
And it was 30 years ago. Okay, go ahead.
30 years ago.
Okay, go ahead.
The rap guy was what, 6?
The rap
Maybe.
Guy.
What did you just say?
How old was he?
Or Anthony Rapp. Anthony Rapp was 14.
Not 30 years ago.
Okay, 26 years ago?
So you met him as a child?
No, I met him.
When did you meet Anthony
In the
Rapp?
Last, I'd rather not say. But
for
I met him.
So for the Star Trek reboot,
I met him as an adult.
Okay, that's fine.
Anthony Rapp was an adult, not me. I don't know when I'm going to be an adult.
Still out on that one.
Still a child.
I have a couple things to do with this. I had a feeling. I didn't know that Kevin Spacey was like on the low gay.
Yeah, I didn't.
Certainly
either.
Not.
Didn't
but
know
everyone
that.
Had
however,
already. They...
However, when you watch the scenes with Frank Underwood. Being gay or bisexual,
right, exactly.
You're like, damn, two things. You're a really good actor or you're bi.
Yeah.
Not sure which. That's
both.
Fine.
Both.
It turns out both. Turns out both.
Which is fine.
The other thing is I think it's bullshit because Anthony Rapp was 14 and he's male. If you inserted 5-year-old girl with 14-year-old boy, this whole fucking story would change.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
that's where it's bullshit.
If you would have
in
inserted, if you would have inserted
because,
14-year-old girl and 14-year-old boy.
Yeah,
because there's still some sexuality tied with a 14-year-old girl. She knows what she's doing. She was putting herself out there. She wore a tank top.
Look,
her skirt was 4 inches above her knees. All the bullshit
that they do with girls.
The
one thing we need to say here is that. Until you're 18, no matter what. I don't care what you look like.
Yeah,
and
I don't.
We're all adults, and we know what an 18 or we know what a 17-year-old girl looks like, or a 17-year-old boy. We know what a 16-year-old boy looks
like.
But
also,
the game has changed.
Yeah.
Whatever.
In terms,
and it's
of,
all wrong and illegal and immoral and whatever.
It is, but I'm going to go a step further and say, in terms of just general, like just being a human being. The fucking weirdos that wait till the day that these girls turn 18.
Yo, the guys with the countdowns.
That's another thing.
Hermione? Emma Watson.
Yes.
Everyone had a countdown for her.
Everyone had a countdown for the
Olsen twins. Kylie Jenner. That's
weird. What's wrong with
you? Okay, comedically, the Olsen twins, that was pretty funny.
Not, though.
No, of course not.
No, not.
Of course not.
But here's the thing. I guess, like, but the Olsen twins have looked the same since they were 14.
Comedically, the girl who plays Catwoman on Gotham, what's the name of it? It's Gotham.
I don't know.
Carmen by Condo.
What about her?
Rover or whatever. She just turned 18, and okay. She put up all these pictures on her Instagram about...
The moment that she turned 18?
Hey, I can post this now that I'm 18, you know, and she's from behind going up a ladder or whatever. And it's not bizarre. It's...
What's down low creepy is that chick knows all this. Let's not talk
no,
about
because
that.
I talked to Drew Powell about this, and he was in the same camp. Like, she's wonderful, but...
Now she's 18, and all of a sudden we get to sexualize her.
There's something wrong about what you just said, and I'm not sure what.
Which part? That I said sexualize, and she's 18, and that made you feel bad?
Nothing about what you said made me feel bad. It's just that...
Because I said the truth out loud?
No, not that either. But there is...
We've done it with all of the...
You do it with guys, too. I mean, Zac Efron.
No, promise I don't.
No, not you.
That's
but
not
I
my
mean,
wheelhouse.
Well, I didn't do it for real, either. I'm not going to call Carmen, but I'm just saying.
Okay, also, again, you know her first name. You might want to dig into this.
You don't know Zac Efron's first name? You don't know...
No, because Zac Efron's not my thing. I don't know this girl. My other thing, I guess, if I'm going to make it personal, is that you said 14-year-old boy. I have a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah.
That's what makes it different.
Yeah.
And I think that... But also, in the same breath, I know that if my 14-year-old son was in that situation, he'd fucking be throwing fists, yeah. And it would be a whole nother ball game. Because I've always addressed my son with, you and your partner, if you and your partner, when you grow up and you and your partner, and finally in the last year, he's looked at me and gone, stop saying partner, I'm straight, I like girls. Don't say that anymore. And I get it, but I also just wanted to be prepared mm-hmm. if he had a male partner or a female partner. Mm-hmm.
I think this all speaks to what is personal in your life.
Always.
Okay?
Always.
I think if I've had, I can speak to my life and the troubles I've had with women, ladies, girls from 40 on. It's not been great. And... Am I making any sense? I'm not advocating. I'm going to have to cut all this out, aren't I?
No, you're not going to have to cut it out. But I'm just saying, like, if you want to be upfront and you want to be real.
No, of course not. But if you want to be, as an 18-year-old female adult, if you want to be sexual.
Be sexual.
Be sexual. And if that 18-year-old adult wants to marry a 55-year-old man.
I know, but I'm just, okay, then here is my response to that.
Okay.
As a 55-year-old man, you think that because...
That's 59, but go ahead.
No, you just said 55, like we're just spitballing here.
We're in generalizations
right now. We're generalizing here. So let's say as a 40-something man and a 20-something girl.
Let's say 44 and 21.
Okay.
Okay.
You think that the moment that she turned 18, that made it okay? Like, all of a sudden,
well,
she was
you know
was
what?
Mature.
No, I. Well, of course not, when you put it like that. When you're just saying, but I think she thinks it's okay. I think...
Does her dad think it's okay?
The United States of America thinks it's okay.
My dad
I think
actually
she's...
made a comment to me about that on my 18th birthday. Like,
what did he say?
We were getting ready to go. We... Hella Olive Garden on birthdays, man. That was like a big thing.
Nice.
So we were going to Olive Garden. We're getting in the car, and he looked at me, and he kind of chuckled to himself, and he was like, fuck, you're 18 now. Mm-hmm. And I kind of looked at him, and he kind of looked at me, and then he just turned around and walked away. Like, oh, shit, I can't do anything anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
About
what
she
you want to do.
About yeah. who, yeah, yeah.
I was 18 my entire senior year.
Oh, nope.
And I remember coming to my dad and asking for permission to do things mm-hmm. and him like just going, okay, like within the law.
Yeah.
Within whatever extracurricular activities you were doing, within school rules. But outside of that, he said, you're 18. Like, there's literally nothing I can do.
Yeah.
He goes, I am here to advise you I am here to guide you, but legally you actually get to do whatever the hell you want to do.
And that's a part of, hey, here you go. This is your life. You're not laying in the crib anymore. You're not out in the backyard, me keeping an eye on you. You're not, you need to at some point start to make these decisions yourself.
I just think that that's a lot to put on a person, because the difference between 18 and 21 was I was a senior in high school and I was pregnant. That's what happened in that time frame. I became a mother from the time I was a senior in high school to the time that I was in college, to the time that I was interning at a radio station, to the time that I was bartending, to the time that I was a mother.
So
like, that's what happened in that time frame. That's a lot of fucking growing up.
So in reality, it's not only a number legally.
Mm-hmm.
It's a number mentally.
It's
right?
an experience. Caitlin, what did you do from the time you were 18 to the time you were 21?
I was a good girl.
Okay.
And I went to college and I studied really
hard.
To
college.
But what?
I cheered for the teams. And
but like what big life-changing moment did you have from 18 to 21?
Well, I don't really want to talk about it on the podcast, but there was like one huge moment where I was like, oh my God, like I can make decisions that are horrible and have terrible consequences.
Right.
And it was
the
lowest of lows. Like, oh shit, I was 19 at the time, actually.
Right.
But I'm really young for my age, so I was a sophomore in college.
Okay.
But I was 19 and it was like, oh my God, like I have so much power to do so much good or so much harm to my own self.
Yeah, it's like anything. You can use your power for good or you can use it for evil.
Yeah.
I mean, to yourself or to others.
Yeah.
I mean, it's – and because Anthony Rapp was 14, yeah, that's
– But I also think it has a lot to do with the fact that he's male. There's a huge double
standard. No, there
would
have been a incredible – I mean, as it is, Kevin Spacey probably
– He made a mistake.
Will never work professionally.
Well, Netflix already dropped.
Yes.
They dropped like
if I could just say if I could just say a thing to Netflix real quick – Fuck Frank, let Claire run that bitch. Why do you have to cancel that for us?
Right.
He could have gotten assassinated.
Just be done.
Off screen.
Yeah.
Kill his fucking ass off. Push him into the subway station. Let Claire run
it. But you know what? But what is the right answer for what Kevin Spacey did? What is the right answer?
I don't
know. Did he muddy the water by saying, okay, well, now I can, because of this, I'm going to say I'm a gay man?
Okay, that was some bullshit.
That was some bullshit.
He covered himself up in the rainbow, right? Okay.
You cannot. Press and you can't decide like, oh, LGBT, because this is an umbrella that's going to fix this. Do not associate pedophilia with being a homosexual.
Yes.
Those are not one and the same. That's not the same thing. You can't do that. You can't use that as a cover up. If you made this choice to come out and say, you know what, I hit on a 14-year-old boy, that was wrong. Also, I was gay back then. But I feel like he is using this to cover up or to excuse that behavior.
Would it have changed any if he had just stopped short of saying, and by the way, I'm gay? If he would have just said,
I think that
I don't remember the encounter.
I think that, and it should have stopped
there. It was a drunken,
and I made a mistake.
I owe him an incredible apology, and
stop
I made a mistake.
Stop there. Okay. Stop there.
And then everything would have been fine.
No, not everything would have been fine.
Finer.
Maybe
better.
Maybe do like a 2 or 3 week buffer before deciding you're coming out and saying I'm gay. Which actually he never came out and said I'm gay.
No,
he said I'm attracted.
Yeah.
I have been attracted.
I thought he said I want to live as a gay man now. I'm living as a gay man.
That
something.
Didn't come out in the original apology to Anthony Rapp. That did not come out like that.
So I really like Fortune Feimster's tweet about this about Kevin Spacey coming out and saying either he's gay or at least alluded to that he's gay. She said, you can't be in the closet your whole career because it's safe. And then when you get accused of pedophilia, you drag the whole gay community down with you.
Yep.
And that's exactly what he did.
Because he is baiting the people that assume that pedophilia and homosexuality are one and the same.
Yeah.
Transgender, that's also in that umbrella. He's feeding to that, and that's what pissed me off. If you truly are a gay man, then you would have known better to fucking do that.
Yeah, like if you're a gay man and you're like, oh, that guy's 14, like, you know what? Maybe in a couple of years, like, he's a really nice kid. I'm
cute
kind
kid.
Of attracted.
Well,
yeah,
it's
whatever.
Like, it's like
but
being,
like, it's different.
It's like being 59 and some girl on your favorite TV show is not 18 yet. It's the same thing. You wouldn't.
Yeah, because you're
approach
not a, fucking pedophile.
Yeah, and you wouldn't even approach her when she's 18, for God's sake.
Probably 19, 20, 21,
22, 21, 23.
21, definitely.
She can drink. I mean,
I know that's that's always been kind of the weirdest thing to me is like guys who are into super young girls. It's like you can't even take her to a bar. Like she just turned 18. Like, what are you guys gonna do?
I feel
do?
Like we've been in this situation with some friends that had girlfriends that weren't 21. That's true, right? Yeah, I think so. Actually,
yes.
Yeah, we have. Yes, I think so.
And yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. We are sign languaging the hell out of this, you guys. If you hate the conversations.
Who was it with?
I have it. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't write. We'll talk about it at the break. Don't worry about it. But we've been in that situation where it's like, hey, you should come with
us.
But
I mean they
where's the give me that dry erase marker. Give me a piece of computer paper.
Well, this is a Sharpie.
Give me that.
That's a Sharpie.
You know what? We have to throw away this fucking thing anyway.
Why are we gonna? Oh, it's.
Oh, yeah.
Happened. Also, this happened at one point.
Yeah, but with who? I don't remember.
I don't either, but I feel like it happened.
But I mean, both those. Well, that first one's not. I mean, as young as the second one.
No.
No.
It was barely. Like it. We were there when it happened.
You know, I'm not making this up, but the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us in the Muslim religion.
Oh, my God. This is the John Mellencamp thing, too. You do this every time.
Ideal mate for a man, according to, is half his age plus 7.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know where he got it, but it's in the Malcolm X movie. Go ahead and watch it, and you'll go, oh, shit, chick was right.
And John Mellencamp also had something close to that.
A man ain't worth his shit. Man ain't worth his shit till he's 40. Which I maintain. But actually, what we're going to talk about later, a man ain't worth a shit till he's 60. So I think a larger point, a man ain't worth a shit.
Period. I had that conversation, back up. So I was talking to my grandma Faust on the phone, and she was telling me about my grandpa Faust. And she made a comment to me about, you know, him kind of complaining about wanting to do something. And we were kind of talking about one of her friends whose husband had died years ago and she got remarried. And she said, Caitlin, there are just some women on earth who always have to be married and always have to have a male counterpart. And I said, would you ever get remarried if Grandpa Faust died? And she goes, absolutely not. It's taken me 55 years to train him. Why would I start over with someone new? I was like, that's a bad bitch. And that is so accurate, though. Mm-hmm. Like you literally, I still like Matt and I have been together 5 years and there's like constantly things where it's like, bro, what are you doing? Like you gotta train them to do the right thing.
Go ahead.
No, I don't. It's pointless.
Nails look great.
Thanks. It's some organic nail polish I got working.
Do
right
we look
here.
Like Abominable Snowmen?
Like, look at us, how much we match right now. Not on purpose, even.
You look like if the Abominable Snowman had a talk show and he had someone bring him out at the beginning of the show, you two ladies would bring him out on either arm.
So Caitlin has like a... Like
ladies and gentlemen, the Abominable Snowman! Yay!
And then we come out on skates.
You come out on skates with your big, thick sweaters and your
I like
nails.
The ice skate.
I've never.
Oh.
I fall over when I ice skate. So
the first time I went ice skating, I fell. Dad caught me by my ponytail.
Who did? Your dad?
My grandma and Grandpa Faust. That's how they met. Like, I'm not joking. She was 13 and he was 15, and she was ice skating. She'd never gone ice skating.
I don't know if legally we can talk about this.
I think 15-year-old
boy.
They're all under 18.
I think it's a 15-year-old boy. Is 13-year-old.
And she was ice skating, and she started to fall because it was the first time she had gone ice skating, and she grabbed the first thing in front of her, and it was my Grandpa Faust's coat, and they, like, fell on the ice together. And then So they've been together since she was 13
you
and he was
15. You don't think that over the years the story was changed from
you're a dick.
Penis to coat?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something
bit,
different.
If you think a little bit, she reached out.
You ever talk about Betty Faust like that again on this podcast.
She's a saint. That woman is saint.
She is.
I get to meet her next week.
Holy hell, how's that work?
I'm not sure, but I'm very excited about it.
We haven't quite planned. He might get to meet her too.
No, I refuse to meet anyone.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I have a team of people between me and everyone else. You know that.
Also,
this is a secure compound.
Between you and I, if we go, hey, she's 40 plus and you're going to like her, then he will. So don't, like, you just say that to him and it'll happen.
This really, like, I thought I was, there have been multiple times during this where I thought I was with you guys and then, like, you just both have, like, gone off the rails and I go, I have no fucking clue what's going on.
Really? I don't either. Let's take a break and explain all this to it. Yeah, I don't know what we're talking about either. We'll be back with the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. This is Bob Schneider.
You don't know me, but my name's Eileen. She's brought up bad down in New Orleans. Got a head full of hammers and a heart full of sand.
Hi, it's Chick McGee from The Chick McGee Show, president of the Chick McGee Empire. And you know how to save money, how to make things easy, how to make things a corporation? Well, I don't know about the corporation part, but I do know how to make things easy and less expensive. It's called stamps.com. It saves you time, money, and especially if you're the president of your own corporations, as I am, it'll give you more time to grow your business. I can mail any letter, any package. I use it to send t-shirts, my computer and my printer. And the mailman picks it all up for me. I avoid the hassle of the post office, and I mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages. It's like having a branch of your post office in your own home. I use stamps.com because it saves time and money, and it's easy because, let's face it, I do what I'm doing right now for a living, and I don't have any skills. I can't get to a post office. There's no way. That's why I opened one in my own home with stamps.com. And right now, you too. Yes, I'm talking to you. You can enjoy stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitments. Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone, top of the homepage, show us some love, type in McGee, M-C-G-E-E. That's stamps.com. Enter McGee, M-C-G-E-E. You get a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale. And, of course, stamps.com without any long-term commitments. Do it now. Stamps.com, upper right-hand corner of the microphone. Enter McGee, stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Here's a dirty little secret. I had no idea how much a movie ticket costs until, like...
Remember at the end of the last break when you said, you know what, you guys say things and I think we're going one way and you end up going another? That's exactly what just happened.
No, if I could.
Movie ticket.
It's like, and I go and I'm spoiled and I'm the first to admit it. And luckily, I always say the one thing I'm grateful for, but I'm grateful for many things. I'm grateful for relatively good health. I'm grateful for. Well, that goes with good health, but I had a double bypass when I was 39, and I really haven't, you know, I go in and I get a cleaning out every 2 or 3 years, and yada, yada, and basically, I'm fine.
Do now, actually.
Yeah, I know. And...
movie tickets.
I am fortunate to be able to... get up every morning and work for 5 hours, oh my God, at something I'm, knockwood, reasonably good at and naturally good at and am compensated. I don't want to say fairly, but I'm compensated.
Adequately.
Adequately. Ooh, in a way that.
Great word.
Yes. But I don't recommend. And this is going to seem harsh, especially for you, because you're 24.
21.
Okay. I don't recommend.
And I'm 33.
And I'm 47.
There we go.
I don't recommend true love for anyone, because true love, honest to God, white hot love, will kick your fucking ass every single fucking day. And it's the truth. And knowing that, and what was I doing other than $20? What I was going to say was $5 and I'll get you a movie ticket.
That's not true.
$12.50.
$12.50 and my knowledge will get you a movie ticket. I mean, it's, but.
$12.50? Really for a movie?
Oh my God, it's crazy. Like if you want to go to a 3D movie, and I didn't know this, evidently if you want to go to an IMAX, it's like more.
Mm-hmm. It's like $15 or $20.
Yeah,
maybe
right?
$18. Does that
and
sound
I didn't,
right?
I didn't get it. I didn't notice that until I got the bank statement. It's like, what the hell is this?
Well, yeah. That explains a lot because I've been expecting a lot more change back when I drop Max off at the movies. So you know what? He's actually been honest and given me the change I'm supposed to get.
They're so expensive.
So expensive. I haven't been to a movie. I haven't been to a movie.
You, okay, be honest. You don't like movies.
I hate going to movies. Don't hate it. It's a timeout. I don't hate it.
No, shut up. I'm going to say something about Jess that is absolutely true, and this will explain everything. This is a moment of clarity.
I'm here. I'm ready.
Jess loves movies, but she hates going to movies.
So you like watching them at your house?
Not necessarily. Like if they cascade on her in a natural way, she'll watch them and enjoy them.
Wait, I think I know this.
Fairly, you have the microphone.
Fairly, like we're going to say 2 or 3 times a month, I sit down in front of my television and I write down, I watch the trailer app. And I write down the movies I would like to see.
Jesus, is there any Diet Pepsi in this at all?
Actually, there's more than you think. I write down the movies I would like to see. I write down the movies of the people that would enjoy certain movies and send them to them. And it's only you. You're the only one that gets a personal list. So I don't know why you're making that face.
Okay. In my defense, it was a sound. Caitlin, can you back me up on this?
It was a face and a sound.
I wasn't looking. All I heard was the sound.
Here's the thing. I watch the trailers. I never go see the movies. I write down the movies I would like to see. I never take the time to see them because it's a waste of time. I have other things that I need to be doing. That's all. That's all.
Low-key, I support it.
I don't, you know what? There will be a day when I can watch all the movies. When my kids hate me and they don't want to talk to me and they're running around or married or have kids of their own and I'm just sitting there waiting for them to call me and tell me they need something.
That's when I'll watch my movies. That could be the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It's not sad at all. It's not sad at all.
It's actually a very joyful thought in her mind.
Yeah, it's actually not bad at all.
When she can finally go see a movie.
Here's the thing that. This was going to be a lot sadder than it is, but I'm really plastered.
Praise God.
Thank you.
No,
Jesus.
I'm going to be 60 in 25 days.
Oh, my gosh. It's your birthday month.
25 days. I'll be 60.
We should have made him an advent calendar.
No. Here's what I've...
Oh, my God. What a great gift.
Here is what I've decided.
Gift. Caitlin, get on that.
Wednesday is the 22nd of November.
Okay.
Yes.
Thursday is the 23rd and Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Wednesday, I am disappearing.
That's not true.
No. It's fucking true.
Where are you going?
None of your
sandals,
especially none of your business.
Sandals, Jamaica.
Sandals with Brazilian. My point is, and you're not going to hear from me. I don't know because the 26th is a Sunday.
Yes.
I don't know if I'll be back on the air the 27th or not. I haven't talked to Tom yet.
The Redskins play on Thanksgiving this year. Is that true?
I may or may not have. I may or may not be there. I can't. I'm not saying anything about where I'm going to be when I turn 60.
Okay.
I've decided. This is what I've decided.
Okay.
Because.
Cancel the party.
Yeah.
Actually,
that'll be easy
not
to do.
We'll just throw it without him.
Is it cool if we're at your house when you're not here?
I'm not joking. I am.
We believe you.
I am disappearing.
Okay.
Because it's stupid. Birthdays are just silly.
Watch that microphone.
Said from a 60-year-old.
So, Can anyone check on you to make sure okay?
No, the only reason you would, if I contact you, then that's fine, but don't contact
If you contact someone, that means you're in trouble.
Oh, this is horribly passive aggressive. I'm sorry. I don't mean.
Be, you know what? You're 60. Be passive aggressive.
Not yet. That's right.
He's got 25
that's
days.
That's right.
No, you have to act like a grown up for 25 more
days. No. 21 days because on the Wednesday before my birthday, I'm disappearing.
Okay. And you don't know when you're coming back.
The following week, at some point.
Could be Monday, could be Tuesday, could be
Wednesday. Are you hoping to be like
kidnapped?
A new person,
yes.
Refreshed when you come back?
You know what?
Enlightened.
You know what?
You make me.
You know what?
Want to smoke a cigarette.
You know what? You know what?
And I have cigarettes in my car.
Somebody asked me, you know what? Or what?
What? What?
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's such a weird exchange. If I could just grammatically say, you know what? And somebody go, what? Isn't that weird?
It's really weird.
Yeah.
Someone told me this morning that it's very hard to make friends. It's very hard to change a personality the older you get.
Mm-hmm.
Is this someone who's gone through the 12 steps?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's the last person you'd expect. And I was flabbergasted as why I'm remembering it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you seem to have changed, and that's amazing, and I congratulate you on that.
Wow.
Which could be my 60th birthday present.
Is someone saying that?
Or him actually changing?
Someone actually said those words to me, to my face, mm-hmm. albeit across a room, but yeah, same thing, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right.
I
don't know who that last person is. Oh, no. No, make no mistake. I like that. I like that second name, but I don't believe anything that comes out of his mouth.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I need a cigarette.
But if I could offer any advice as I approach my 60th year.
Yes.
Tell us.
You need to be in love, gaga, crazy, over the moon with yourself. Because if you're not, and in a manageable way, don't be like a...
egotistical.
Exactly. Don't be an asshole. Don't be like, I'm the best, I'm the shit. Be confident.
Yeah.
Be...
comfortable.
Yes. Comfortable, yeah. Confident, and cocksure. I'm trying to be alliteration. Because if you're not...
Be your own best friend.
Do not rely on anybody else's opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, down deep, and I've said this a million times and Jess is sick of it, but the guys who made the Warner Brothers cartoons... Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, the funniest cartoons, when I'm long gone, will still be the funniest cartoons. They made each other laugh. That was their deal. They made themselves laugh, and they made each their peers laugh, and that's how they came up with this stuff. And I'd like to think in our funniest moments, which the older I get, the more it's kind of a confrontational humor, but my point is... You know, if I'm laughing, I hope that whoever's listening to whatever I'm doing is because they think that I'm funny and they think what I think is funny is funny. Does that make any sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Be true to yourself and love yourself.
And I think that it was a year or two before Josh came on the show permanently. He said... which is one of the best observations that I've heard in regards to the show, the big show, and where it is now. There's two different shows going on. There's the people that love Bob and Tom, everybody, the entire cast.
And then the
Bob and Tom thing and what that is. That's the bits and the behind the scenes and all those things. There's another show going on, and it's the chick show. You listen for chick. You listen for the size. You listen. No. You listen for the inside jokes. You listen. And Josh said that. Josh said there's two different shows going on. And Josh being Josh is incredibly smart.
Yeah.
He's also a big fan of Chick. He's a big fan of the show. Grew up in St. Louis. He gets it. And I think that he is one of the few people that benefit from both ends.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that is, I think
that's why he works now.
And I don't want to say who the runner-up was because it's not important, but...
To Josh?
To Josh. Yeah, because Josh was always in first place, but...
Can I write it down?
No, not even close.
Oh, I thought it was.
No.
Yeah, I thought
that... No. No, that's the wrong B. Was he on this morning?
There were two people.
Oh.
Yeah. There were two people that could have done it, but...
Jess, I saw it on his hand.
I didn't know. That's wrong.
I've got this guy's...
Who's the guy
or lady written on my hand. No, but I was surprised that he was chosen to be the fourth because he is such... You know, and I was encouraged by that.
That we hate.
People are not...
I don't know what those four letters are.
This one?
Yeah. Is that, like... That's what I thought the four letters were, but what do they stand for something?
No, it's literally the word O-W-N-S.
N.
But is it this? Is it...
I thought that said O-W-W-S.
What is that? Yes, this one.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
Yes. No.
I thought he was a runner-up.
No, that was way...
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
I mean, in my mind...
If you couldn't put it together, and for those of you that are going to tweet and say, I don't listen because of Jess's, like, all inside things, then you know what? Just fast forward because
no,
that's
you know
all
what?
Was.
Get your own podcast and do your own inside stuff.
I like
then,
that better.
Well, shit.
That's exactly
you
right.
Threw down the gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's no
but
fun.
But why Josh works. Let's go back to that.
Yeah. I mean, he understands what I'm doing. He understands what's time. Mm-hmm. It's rare, mm-hmm. You know? I mean, like lately, and I kind of sort of apologized to everyone in the studio today. It was like lately the only, I'm only effective when I'm enjoying what I'm doing and genuinely enjoying what I'm doing. And right now it's all confrontational and I don't know why. And if anybody listening to this podcast tells anybody, I'm going to find you, hunt you down,
no,
and
but
give
also...
you a stern talking to.
But also, I think you being confrontational is another coping mechanism. Like, and it can be humorous.
No,
it's
no,
not bad.
I.
No, I don't know.
If I could stand back and look at myself, I would say.
Self.
Dude, bro.
Bro,
you're gonna be 60. You're professionally, you're where you want to. You are where you have always wanted to be.
Yeah.
Monetarily, not really.
Is he joking or not joking?
He's not joking. Personally, not even close. Pet ownership wise, I'm perfect. I love those lady dogs.
Yeah.
You know, it's no fun. I can sort of kind of remember being 24. I can certainly remember where I was when I was your age, and I was like, oh, this motherfucker, what's his problem, you know? But it's absolutely the truth. I mean, there's no...
Do you feel, Caitlin, do you feel like, you know what, I really kind of know what's going on for 24. Especially when you're around other 24-year-old people.
No. I will be the first to admit there are old souls and there are young souls and there are...
People have no business being on this planet.
And there are people who have no fucking business being alive. This is everybody's secret thought. Why is the person who ran down those people on the bike path in New York City alive? Why is that motherfucker alive?
Yeah.
You know? But.
What you're going to say is that Caitlin and I are very mature for our age. That's where that was going, actually.
Yeah.
No.
You guys are. No, I wouldn't. No, I
I'm giving you an out.
No,
here.
No. I have no, you know this, I have no patience
with kids that are actually with
kids,
our age.
Yeah. With kids that are your lady's age. Yeah. I have no patience for them at all.
For people that are my peers that you've been around, you're like, no. And same with Caitlin. You've been in situations with people that are Caitlin's age. And
no,
you're like,
and
nope.
No, and?
It is, and you don't realize how mature.
And how old's Matt? Matt is older than you?
Matt's only 10 months older than me. He's okay, technically 25.
But he's cool as shit.
But
you
also,
know? I mean,
Matt is
no...
going to be that guy that's just going to be cool as shit as everybody ages. He's going to appropriately be cool as shit.
Matt is like a little fucking gecko lizard. He can adapt to anyone, anything, anytime. Yeah. I just looked at him a couple days ago, I said, you are so likable.
Mm-hmm.
He is. He should be in politics.
And he's a little shit talker too.
Pisses chick off.
Yes, because I was not likable. And when I was H's, I was like, this can't be the way this goes. Yeah. There must be something easier. And luckily
Were you divorced when you were 24? Or married?
Okay, let me think. Hang on a second.
I just point of reference.
I was a father at 22.
Mm-hmm. I'm stressed already.
So,
oh my god,
I was also 22 when I had my first
I
job.
Was divorced when I was
25, maybe.
I'm trying to think.
I think it was longer than that.
Okay,
actually.
I know I was married for the second time when I was 30. I know that for.
Oh wow! So how long were you married the first time? Do you know?
I'm going to say 6 or 7 years.
Okay.
I hung in there.
Yeah.
I gave it a go.
When did you get married the first time?
In 79, so I was 22.
You were only 22 when you got married?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys had
No, no, hang on a second.
That's not right.
No, no, no. I was married 21. When I was...
You were born in 57.
I was 22 when I was married, and I had my first child when I was... Hell, I can't do math when I'm drunk.
That's okay.
I can't do math sober, so.
I was married a year and a half or 2 years before someone uttered the phrase, could have been me, let's have a baby, that'll help. And we did.
We all do.
Yada, yada, yada. But, I mean, and then, we're not going to do this, are we?
Matt and I just always
22.
Talk about...
You were 22 when you had your first child.
I was 22 when...
So you were 21 when you got married. Does that sound right? 20 or 21?
Hang on a second. I was 20.
You're 20.
77.
77.
I got married in 77.
You got married in 77. And let's go ahead and say you were divorced in 80...
I was divorced in 86.
86?
I was married in 87. Was divorced in 90.
You were married that long the second time before you had kids?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, yeah. No, we were married before we decided to have kids. Before
baby. Yeah, trust me. I know that's how normal people do it.
Legally, I can't say asking. The name of the first baby, but my point is. No, I didn't get married because she was pregnant. Oh. No. Yeah. Not that that's a badge.
Time out.
Because
you don't have to get married if you're pregnant. This is completely new information.
Matt and I just always talk about like how much money we're gonna have because we don't want to have kids.
You're gonna be shocked,
like all the time.
You're gonna be like a gay couple.
I know.
Talk about disposable income.
Oh my god, all gay people are fucking filthy rich.
Fuck yeah, they got great taste.
You and guys.
Jesus.
True. It's true. Honestly,
they love themselves because they have to because no one else did when they were kids. Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
Okay. So
honestly, for all the stigmas in the
world, know what?
Gay people being filthy rich, like I wouldn't be pissed off if that were me.
Come at me. I submit that
Caitlin says, don't at me. Chick says, at me.
Come at me because I submit gay people are the most mentally well-adjusted people on the fucking planet because they fucking have to be or they would be...
They had to take care of themselves.
They had to take care of themselves. They had to deal with all this shit before they were like, what the hell's going on with me?
Mm-hmm.
Until they're 60 and go, you know what? It's okay to die alone. So, okay.
That took a turn at the end.
Yeah, that took a real... well, hang on. It took turn at the end.
Turn around. I've been practicing that song. I think I'm going to do it when we do karaoke, Caitlin.
Yes.
Yes.
Can we talk about the Reese's Cups situation?
You know what? Yes, we can.
I'm getting fucking blasted on Twitter
Here's the thing. You should not have tweeted something so confrontational and heinous as talking trash about Reese's peanut butter cups.
If I could just back up Caitlin a little bit.
They're nasty.
Is that...
Some are. You know what? Some of the peanut butter cups are nasty, but some are fine citizens.
But when I saw that, I was like, okay, Caitlin, like, I get it. Like, I've had shitty fucking Reese's cups. I didn't know that this was such a divisive topic.
I didn't. Honestly, like Donald Trump's son tweeted last night, and I feel like I was getting more shit on Twitter than the president's son.
Oh, socialism, yeah. Reese's Cups.
Yeah. Which one's worse?
Which one?
Apparently Reese's Cups. So I tweeted last night when the trick-or-treaters started arriving, Reese's Cups taste disgusting, and I don't like them.
Did you have miniatures or individuals?
I've had them. No. Like, I've tried them all. All of them are garbage cans.
In this moment, what were you responding to? Like, Reese's?
No. In this moment, what is your favorite candy?
Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
Leave.
Yeah, you don't have any. I support you so much.
I support you so much.
So wrong.
Are you kidding?
I don't want to judge anybody, but you're wrong.
What is wrong with those?
Take you and your stupid dog, who by the way is Reese's cookies or Hershey bar cookies and cream colored dog. Get him out of here.
He is. Could you imagine? I could just put little black polka dots on him and he'd look like a little Hershey's cookies and cream bar.
You could just eat them up.
Oh my God.
I've loved those forever. Caitlin, they're so good.
That's not even a real candy.
How could anyone so hip and so together seemingly be so wrong about their candy choice?
Okay, I like other candy too.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let's go top three.
Ed, when you're saying top three, remember you're trying to save yourself.
Twix.
Okay.
You know what? Twix can.
That probably does.
Twix probably is the best ice cream, too. Twix ice cream bars.
Ooh, okay. Okay. Kit Kats.
Yes.
Yeah,
and then Hershey's Cookies and Cream. See, I feel like a lot of people go like Twix, Kit Kat, Reese's Cups, but I go Twix, Kit Kat.
In her defense, a little tiny itty bitty bit, I feel like white chocolate is very underrated because it's not popular right now.
Very underrated.
What about rose chocolate? Isn't there a rose chocolate now?
I've never heard of that.
I had a strawberry Kit Kat. And it ruined my life.
Yeah.
Yuck.
It was
nasty.
Terrible.
That sounds give you nasty.
I bought it because I saw it and I was like, let's try it. Mine is, whatchamacallit first.
It's the pretzel.
I don't even know what that is, honestly.
Okay.
Can you get those?
Yes.
Matt likes crackle.
I like a nice crackle.
I can only find them.
Is okay.
I can only find them at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, because it's a cheap Nestle Crunch.
Here's what you need to do is buy him a Nestle's Crunch and put it in a crackle wrapper and see what he says.
You know what? You're right.
Or you just buy a Nestle's Crunch and strategically place it on your breasts and he will not know the difference.
Matt hates candy. He also likes Butterfinger.
I like Butterfinger.
I do too.
When I was a kid.
Lower all men to like whatever you're wearing on your breast.
Put on your breast.
Honestly, aww. If I put a piece of cake...
Aw, do you feel bad? Do you feel bad? Because if we put a candy bar on our chest, you seem so... Like, just does that offend you with candy on our boobs?
This really is taking so many twists and turns.
Is there anything I'm doing to have this response?
No, passive-aggressive, misplaced anger.
Okay.
If you need to stamp something on my forehead, those are the two things.
Passive aggressive and
misplaced anger.
Speaking of passive aggressive misplaced anger.
Go,
Reese's
Cups.
Everyone jumps on my dick on Twitter, right? About how I'm wrong, I'm
about
terrible.
Reese's, yeah.
Okay, so Chick quotes my tweet.
I can't believe you put her out there like that.
The first thing I walked in, I see this tweet.
I'm still sucking exhaust.
Because Twitter, for some reason, goes, here's what you missed. And the first thing is Caitlin going, call me crazy, but peanut butter cups are awful. They taste like asshole.
This will really piss him off.
So I go, and I try to, in a fun way, go, Twitter is nowhere for you to be sharing this sort of awful opinion.
Actually, what he said was,
okay.
I have it up.
Let me see it.
Sweet baby Jesus, dot, dot, dot.
Yes, right.
We certainly do not need these kinds of comments on Twitter, dot, dot, dot. My God, woman.
My God, woman. Yeah, yeah, I did
say that. That all seems fair.
His tweet got 22 retweets and 273 likes. And I started scrolling through the replies to see what people had to say about my just absolutely fucked up wrong opinion.
Peanut butter cups are...
It's a debatable topic.
Rock solid.
I don't agree with that peanut butter cups are rock solid.
They are rock solid. People love Reese's, and they say Reese's.
I don't even love peanut butter.
Oh! Take it back!
No, like there are so many other... I was just thinking about that today. Like, what foods do I like other than peanut butter? Like, millions.
Almond butter.
Almond butter. Okay. Someone said, hippies. There have been bad takes before, but this might be the baddest take to ever be taken.
Derek Schultz, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
My lovable little sports talk show.
I feel like he's your unofficial intern in some way.
I love Derek Schultz.
Okay.
I can't find where this person said, oh, this woman needs counseling.
I love Jake Query.
Yeah, I know you do.
Your services in this country are no longer needed. Thanks for trying. Really? Who is this lady? Then, I can't find the tweet, but someone told me my mom should have swallowed me because I don't like Reese's cups.
Okay. At first, that seemed a little extreme.
But the more chick sat on it.
He's like,
I don't know.
Debatable.
I don't know.
Okay. More importantly, whatchamacallit.
I don't think you can even find whatchamacallit.
Take fives. Yes, you can.
Okay,
they're very
all of your
real.
Candy bars aren't even real.
Yes, they
People
are.
People are pissed at me about Reese's. You're picking
she's
fake
making stuff
candy
up.
Bars.
I'm not. It's a whatchamacallit. It's a take five and a payday. That's all you need in life.
Those are not. No.
Payday? What? No.
Payday always.
Ugh.
Isn't that just peanut and peanut
and
butter?
No, payday is candy corn and
no, it's not. It's peanuts and caramel.
What are you talking about?
Solid
it's
cashews.
Peanuts and caramel.
Okay, what are your top three candy bars?
Reese's, and Reese's.
Nope. I'm going to go Twix.
Really?
I'm going to go Snickers.
Okay.
And classic. Because there's like crispy and
there's a lot almond,
and peanut infused Snickers, which are good. What did I say?
I think Twix, Snickers, and then you have to say Reese, considering
I do
the
have
shit
to say Reese's.
Okay, no,
but
the thing.
But
he wasn't gonna say it.
I'm going, I'm going to qualify it by Reese's peanut butter cup seasonal selections, which are better than the regular peanut
which
butter cups.
People have said that to me.
That'd
because...
be like pumpkin, Easter egg,
yeah.
Right.
Footballs. They also do footballs.
Christmas trees.
Yep.
Christmas trees.
Okay.
Because you get, every now and then, you get an old peanut butter cup in an old shitty convenience store, and it's been there for like months, and it does taste like dirt.
It tastes
You're
like
right.
dust. It's very dusty.
I just want to point out.
It tastes like dust.
Out of three people.
Mm-hmm.
And three selections apiece. That's 9 candy bar selections.
Mm-hmm.
Only one out of those 9 was a Reese's cup.
That's true.
What does that say about Reese's cups? They might... Okay, so honestly, all
it's
these people who are
go-to.
Outraged,
yeah.
It's an easy go-to. Mm-hmm. That's not their favorite candy bar. It's just an easy one that they always get in their little candy baskets.
I feel like
and they're gonna
this
eat.
Is the last scene in a movie, some sort of court drama where you've made your point and we all go, and the judge... Case dismissed. Caitlin is correct.
This is like in...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've been working really hard on this.
This is like in the Reese Witherspoon movie where she...
Legally Blonde.
And they realize that the perm happened.
Yes.
It's like that moment.
Yes.
What's
yes.
her name? In the...
Elle Woods.
Elle
no.
Woods.
Oh.
Stifler's mom.
No, the little...
The dog?
No, the dark-haired girl who's her... sidekick, who was on Beekman's World.
The girl with the perm.
All these words you're saying?
Dark-haired.
No
the girl
idea.
With the perm. Is that who you're talking about?
Yes, I think.
That's her nemesis. That's the girl who...
No. But she... Beekman's World. Nope, not Rat. I know who that is.
World.
Josie, that's it.
Flip it around. Let me see the picture.
Hang on a second.
Because she was also
Alana Obak.
She was also in the Judd Apatow show. Is that what you're talking about? Flip it around.
It's not putting up a picture yet.
Well,
hang on.
You know, it's worthless.
Oh, my God. Alana Obak is an American actress and singer, Puerto Rican and Mexican descent. Yes!
That's where you're going, isn't it? You're going to Puerto Rico to find your fourth wife.
If they'll have me. On my 60th birthday, I'll be...
Alana what?
Alana Ulbach.
Is that with a U?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Is that her? Is that the dark-haired girl?
Oh, no. You know who Alana Ulbach is. She is... She's so odd. And she pops up in a lot of weird stuff. You're going to have to look at her hard to see who she is.
She's in... She is in...
She has a very specific, like, speech
I
pattern.
I know her from Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce. That's what I know her
Let
from.
Let me see. I don't know her from that. I know her from something else. I'll have to look. But do you know what I mean? Like, very specific speech.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
What do you mean she has very specific speech?
There's just... It's just... Maybe I do know her from Beekman's... No, I know her from Sister Act. Sorry.
Oh, there we go.
Sister Act.
She's in Sister Act?
Sister Act 2.
What was the like final point that we were getting to about this woman?
Not sure. Not actually Chick. That was
like where are we going with this?
That's your next wife? What are you doing?
That's her.
That's it.
So help me God. You'll go, can we talk to Chick? And Alana will go, I'm sorry, Chick's in the hot tub right now. You can't talk to.
I've never seen her in anything else other than Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
And she seems really funny in Beekman's world, oddly enough. That's what I'm going to go with.
You know who is an underrated comedy actress?
We all seem a little funny.
Catherine. Oh, my God. She is in a lot of stuff. You know Bad Moms?
Catherine Hahn.
Yes. I feel like she is such an underrated...
She's amazing.
She's incredibly underrated for two reasons.
I want more of her. I want her to be the star of the show.
I just bought Good Housekeeping because she was on the cover with Susan Sarandon.
But she's in...
Giant girl crush. That is the girl crush right now for me is Catherine Hahn.
Yes.
Catherine Hahn...
Is in
Transparent.
Yes.
She...
Yes.
Is the rabbi.
Is a rabbi. Mm-hmm. And she is...
Have I gotten to that part yet?
No.
Okay. Well, I was agreeing. Like, I knew.
No.
We don't have Amazon Prime anymore.
Oh.
We will.
Do you need my password?
Oh, thanks.
Hey,
that'd be great.
Hey.
It's actually my actual password. It's not your password. For HBO, you have to use Chick's password.
Oh, we've got someone else's HBO. Oh, okay, trust me. Good. We're good on that one.
I wonder how many...
We're using
people we could get to use my password on HBO and see that HBO goes, hey, what the
they'll
fuck?
They'll cut you off.
Yeah, they will.
They'll cut you off.
I don't blame
we
them.
We pay
Jesus.
For, we used to pay for Amazon Prime. We don't anymore. We pay for Netflix. We get Hulu for free from Matt's sister. We get Xfinity and HBO Go for free from his parents and then his best friend. Like, we pay $10 a month. That's it. And we get everything. Shameless is coming back, baby.
I need to look that up. I haven't watched it.
I haven't watched a second of Shameless, and people keep telling me that.
The second like season? There's like seven seasons.
I was going to say there's a lot more.
No, I haven't watched a second.
Oh.
Oh. Sorry.
Okay.
It's good.
What I need
Do you want to put on a good song?
Or a sad song?
Like, we were talking about self-love and loving yourself.
Yeah. Kobe, what are you doing, buddy?
See, what's Kobe will always doing? Bring it back.
What's mommy doing?
She's about to tell you a song. To type in.
Like, I just want access. Like, I just wish I had, like, those extendo arms where I could just reach down
just
and,
that?
Like, pluck the iPad out of his hands.
Can she type it in for you? Can you hand it to her and not
All
be rude?
All right, I'm going to. Here.
Look, he feels like he even has to put it on the search part so you know where to type it
Apple
in.
I love
music,
it.
Apple
I fucking love
music.
It.
Yeah. All you need
Sorry,
is
I've said the F word kind of a lot toward the end here. The Reese's Cups just really got me.
Type in. I know. People wishing you death on Twitter is there's never a good reason for them to
And
do
it
that.
Wasn't even like wishing me death. They
it's
were
the
just
oddest,
wishing I wasn't
yeah,
born.
I didn't know that would happen. I
good
think,
job, Chicky.
I think I kind of hoped that would happen, but I didn't. Okay, maybe that's true.
So do I just click it or do I have to hit the plus sign?
You have to just click it and it'll play.
And then it'll
show on the bottom that it's playing.
Uh-oh.
It's playing.
They ready.
We're talking about loving yourself.
Let's go. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling myself. That doesn't mean you're actually masturbating. It just means you're feeling yourself. You love yourself.
Or if you want to.
You're beginning to masturbate, though.
No.
You're feeling yourself. You're reaching down for it. Got a black card and let sex have it. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls down. Special thanks to our guest, Kobe. Bitch never left, but I'm back at it. And I'm feeling
myself. He's so ready to go home.
He's had it.
Serious anxiety right now.
Caitlin Kapeski, Jess Hooker. What am I, your mother? Look them up on your social media. You know, podcasts is the answer to the question. Take professional broadcasters and get them way too drunk to be recorded. And that's the answer. Podcast. Oh, podcast? That's exactly right. Thank you for listening to the Chick McGee Show. Who is this?
Nicki Minaj and Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter.
I love Nicki Minaj. He's a monster. So little, everybody knows. I'm a motherfucking monster. Give me brain like NYU. Good night, everybody. Nigga, teach me all this learning here is by you. I'm whipping that work. You digging that work. I got it. 36 of that real. Pack it full of that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Cooking up the bass, looking like a killer. He just wanna taste.